الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Defining the contemptible world Dua of the successor of Amir of Ahlus Sunnah O Lord of Mustafa Whoever reads or listens to the 18-page booklet Defining the Contemptible World Remove love of the world from their hearts. Grant them love of your final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and forgive them without accountability. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Virtue of sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, The closest of people to me on the day of judgment will be the one who recited the most salat upon me. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Reason why the awe of Islam has left the hearts. Regretfully, today much of the ummah is deprived of loving Islam truly because of attaching too much importance to the world. Here is a blessed hadith in this context, highlighting the devastating consequences of this. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anh has narrated, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, when my ummah considers the world to be something great, they will lose the awe of Islam. When they give up commanding good and preventing evil, they will be deprived of the blessings of revelation. When they make use of abusive language towards one another, they will lose esteem in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Madni pearls of knowledge regarding the world. The world is play and amusement. Dear Islamic brothers, as mentioned in the above hadith, the ummah will lose true awe and respect of Islam when they begin giving importance to the world. Considering the world to be something great is actually something very bad. Let me have the privilege of presenting some Madni pearls containing exclusive information about the world, with the intention of earning reward in the hereafter. Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawati Islami, has published a translation and tafsir of the Holy Quran entitled Kanzul Iman with Khazainul Irfan. On page 252 of this work, we can find the translation and tafsir of the 32nd verse of Surah Al-An'am, in which Allah Almighty says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa mal hayatud dunya illa la'ibun wa lahw. Wa lad-darul akhiratu khairul lil-ladhina yattaqun. Afala ta'qilun. Translation from Kanzul Iman. The life of this world is nothing except an amusement and game, and undoubtedly the house of the hereafter is better for those who fear. So do you not have sense? Commenting on this verse, a renowned commentator of the Quran and a great scholar of Islam, Allama Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Alayh, has stated in his commentary, Khazainul Irfan, pious deeds and acts of worship, though performed by Muslims in the world, are considered to be the acts of the hereafter. This also shows that everything in the world is play and amusement except for the deeds of the pious. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Meaning of the world. It is stated on page 128 and 129 of the book Islahi Amal, i.e. rectification of deeds, the word dunya, i.e. the world, literally means closeness. That is to say, it is called this because it is closer to human beings compared to the hereafter. Or alternatively, it is closer to the heart because of its desires and pleasures. the meaning of the world, Sayyiduna Allama Badruddin Aini Rahmatullahi Alayh has stated on page 52 of the first volume of his book, Umdatul Qari, a commentary on the hadith book Sahih Bukhari, before the abode of the afterlife, all creation is referred to as the world. Therefore, gold, silver, and everything, whether essential or inessential, are included in this definition of the world. Good and bad world. There are three categories of worldly things. Number one, first are those worldly things that remain with a person in the hereafter and benefit him even after his death. Only two things fall under this category, knowledge and deeds. The latter entails worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla with sincerity. This category of the world is praiseworthy and most excellent. Number two, the second category entails that whose effect or benefit is limited to this world and offers no aid in the hereafter. For example, attaining pleasure from sins or gaining benefit from permissible things like land, property, gold, silver, good clothing, and delicious foods to an extent which surpasses one's needs. This is a disliked and condemnable form of the world. Number three, the third category consists of things which assist in performing good deeds, such as essential food, clothing, etc. This is also an excellent category, but will become disliked if it is aimed at deriving immediate benefit and pleasure from the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Which worldly deeds can be done for Allah Azza wa Jalla? Adding on to the previous discussion regarding categories of worldly things, there are also three categories of worldly deeds. Number one, some are deeds that one cannot even think of for Allah Azza wa Jalla. For example, impermissible and haram deeds. Number two, some are deeds that may or may not be performed for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For example, contemplation and staying away from desires. If anyone contemplates over anything, aiming for popularity or respect amongst people, or gives up desires to save money or to remain healthy, these deeds will not be considered to have been performed for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number three, some deeds, although outwardly appearing that they were done for the carnal self, i.e. nafs, but are actually done with the intention of gaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, such as eating food and getting married, etc. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Definition of a worldly person. When a person uses anything from the world for the betterment of his afterlife, he will not be called a worldly person, but rather the world will serve as a farm for his afterlife. However, if he earns worldly things to satisfy his desires and indulge in pleasure, he will then be considered a worldly person. The astonishing reality of worldly things. Nothing in the world contains real pleasure. Commonly, people attribute delight and pleasure to whatever brings an end to troubles. For example, food is considered to be a means of deriving pleasure because it removes the trouble of hunger. This is why the eating person does not find pleasure after his appetite has been satisfied. Similarly, water is considered pleasing as it quenches one's thirst. A person drinking water no longer feels its delight after his thirst is quenched. Ultimately, real pleasure, delight, and satisfaction will be gained in paradise, because paradise dwellers will not have any trouble. When there is no trouble in paradise, There will also be nothing which serves to remove it. For example, foods and beverages will be given to paradise dwellers to give them true pleasure, not to remove trouble, because there will be no trouble in paradise. Daughter of Iblis, Sayyiduna Ali Khawwas Rahmatullahi Alayhi has stated, "The world is a daughter of Iblis, the accursed Satan. Anyone who loves the world is the husband of Satan's daughter. Satan continues to come and meet the worldly person because of this relation with his daughter. O my brother, if you want to remain safe from Satan, do not establish a relation with his daughter, i.e. the world." Blue-eyed, ugly old woman. Sayyiduna Fudail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, "On the day of judgment, an extremely ugly blue-eyed old woman will appear in front of people. With her teeth protruding forward, they will be asked, 'Do you know her?' The people will reply, 'We seek refuge of Allah Azza wa Jalla from recognizing her.' They will be told, 'This is the very same world you were proud of. You broke off ties of kinship due to it. You harbored jealousy and enmity towards one another because of it.' Then the world in the form of the old woman will be thrown into hell. She will call out, 'O my creator, where are my followers and my congregation?' Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, 'Bring them together with her.'" Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The world is sweet and beautiful. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, "The world is sweet and lush. Whoever earns wealth within it in a halal fashion and spends it upon that which is rightful, Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant him reward and will make him enter paradise. Whoever earns wealth within it in a haram fashion and spends it upon the unlawful, Allah Azza wa Jalla will make him enter Darul Hawan, i.e. the home of humiliation." Commenting on the above hadith, Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi Rahmatullahi Alayhi has written in Faiz al-Qadir, "This highlights the fact that the world is not intrinsically bad, as it is a farm for the hereafter. Anyone who attains something worldly with permission from Sharia will be helped by that thing in his afterlife." Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Free excellent deeds in the world. The final Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, "The world and everything in it is cursed, except for enjoining good, preventing evil, or making a dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla." Allama Abdul Ra'uf Munawi rahmatullahi alayhi has commented on this blessed hadith in Faiz al-Qadir, "These deeds, i.e. enjoining good, preventing evil, and remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla, are indeed performed in the world, but are not considered to be the deeds of the world. In fact, these are the deeds of the afterlife and a means of gaining the blessings of paradise. Therefore, everything aimed at gaining divine pleasure is exempt from this curse. The world is cursed except four things: the Master of Medina, the final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, 'Take heed, the world and everything in it is accursed, except for the dhikr of Allah, that which draws a servant close to his Lord Azza wa Jalla, the scholar and seeker of knowledge.' A renowned commentator of the Holy Quran and a great intellectual figure, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, comments on this hadith by saying, 'Anything which causes a person to become heedless of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is included when defining the world in this regard. Alternatively, anything which leads to the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is described as the world, raising children, consuming food, attire, having a home, etc. are the sunnah of the noble prophets alayhimu salatu wassalam. These acts are not included in this definition. The world is more insignificant than the wing of a mosquito. Dear Islamic brothers, the world is extremely lowly and inferior. Assuming it to be important is not wise, as it is more insignificant than the wing of a mosquito. It can be found on pages 464 and 465 of Malfuzati Ala Hazrat, the statements of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh. It is mentioned in a blessed hadith, if the value of the world were equal to a mosquito's wing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, He would not give a sip of water to the disbelievers. The world is disgraced and hence has been given to the disgraced. Allah Azza wa Jalla has not mercifully looked at it ever since He created it. The world is suspended between the sky and the earth, crying and saying, O my Lord, why are you displeased with me? After a long period of time, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Silence, vile one. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh further said, Gold and silver are the enemies of God. Whoever loved gold and silver will be addressed in the following way on the Day of Judgment. Where are those who love the enemy of God? Allah Azza wa Jalla keeps His beloved bondsmen away from the world just as, without comparison, a mother keeps her ill child away from harmful things. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said in the 11th verse of Surah Bani Israel, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and man supplicates for evil like the way he seeks goodness, and man is very hasty. Man asks for evil as if he is asking for good. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows how much harm is in what he asks for. A person may make dua, but Allah Azza wa Jalla does not give to him what he asks in order to save him from harm. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said in verses 196 and 197 of Surah Ali Imran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O listener, do not let the free movements of the disbelievers in the cities deceive you. It is a brief enjoyment for the disbelievers. Their abode is hell, and what an evil abode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Prosperity of non-Muslims is only temporary. Dear Islamic brothers, repel this evil thought from your mind that we have been deprived of worldly luxuries because of being Muslim, whereas the non-Muslims are enjoying prosperity and affluence in the world. Have firm belief that there are eternal blessings in paradise for Muslims, whilst there is no comfort for the non-Muslims after death. For them is blazing fire in the hereafter and never-ceasing torment in hell. Here are verses 33, 34 and 35 of Surah Az-Zukhruf with their translation and tafsir from page 904 of Kanzul Iman with Khazainul Irfan. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون ولبيوتهم أبوابا وسررا عليها يتكئون وزخرفا وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا والآخرة عند ربك للمتقين.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And if it was not so that all mankind would be on one religion of disbelievers and desiring worldly life only, we would have surely made for the disbelievers the roofs of silver and stairs whereon they go up, and doors of silver for their houses and couches of silver upon which they would recline, and various adornments. And all this is provision only of the life of this world. And the hereafter with your Lord is for the pious ones.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Goat. Commenting on the word muttaqin, i.e. the pious, mentioned in the verse, Allama Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, the pious are those who have no desire for the world. It is stated in a hadith found in Sunan al-Tirmizi, if the importance of the world were equal to even a mosquito's wing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, He Azza wa Jalla would not give even a sip of water to the disbelievers. Another blessed hadith details how the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was once with his companions when he came across a dead goat on the way. He then explained, "Can you see? Its owners have thrown it away without a care. To Allah Azza wa Jalla, the world is not even as important as this dead goat is to its owners." In another hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, when Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows grace upon any of His servants, He protects them from the world as you protect your ill from water. Hadith. The world is a prison for the Muslim and paradise for the disbeliever.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
The story of two fishermen. The great jurist Sayyiduna Faqih Abu al-Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, in a previous era, a Muslim and a non-Muslim once went to catch fish. Mentioning the names of his false gods, the non-Muslim continued to catch fish until there was a heap of them. The Muslim cast his fishing net many times, mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but remained empty-handed. By evening, he had only caught a small fish, but that too had jumped back into the water. The Muslim returned empty-handed, but the non-Muslim returned with his basket full of fish. An angel appointed to the Muslim began to feel pity for him. When Allah Azza wa Jalla showed him the palace and grand status of the Muslim in paradise, by Allah Azza wa Jalla, the angel spontaneously proclaimed, after this Muslim fisherman enters this splendid palace, he will not care at all about the trouble of not catching fish. When Allah Azza wa Jalla showed the angel the abode of the non-Muslim in hell, the angel said, by Allah Azza wa Jalla, after this non-Muslim reaches this place of torment, he will not be benefited at all by the temporary worldly happiness of gaining heaps of fish. Alarm bells should ring if you are disobedient, yet still gain what you want. Dear Islamic brothers, one can learn from the previously mentioned story that the advancement of the non-Muslims in the world and attainment of wealth in abundance are not worth envying. The poor, destitute, and distressed Muslims will be overjoyed on the day of resurrection. Therefore, if a pious Muslim is unable to gain what he desires, he should not lose heart, because the satisfaction of every desire of those who do not offer salah and are engulfed in sins is not proof of goodness. Instead, it is an alarm bell ringing for them. Sayyiduna Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu anhu has narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, when you see that Allah azza wa jalla gives those things to the sinful bondsman that he likes, then this is respite for him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Wisdom in immediate punishment. Dear Islamic brothers, every act of Allah Azza wa Jalla has hikmah, i.e. wisdom. One can earn great reward by having patience with poverty and with any other type of worldly difficulty, because difficulties and adversities are a means of sins being removed, blessing the suffering person with high ranks. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, when Allah Azza wa Jalla intends goodness for a servant, He immediately punishes them for their sin in the world. Mawlana Rum rahmatullahi alayhi has said, Ham khuda khawahi ham dunyaye dun, ein khayal ast wa muhal ast wajnu. Translation, you want the Almighty as well as the humiliated world. This idea of yours is nothing but insanity and impossibility. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Preacher also forgiven. Sayyidina Sulaym bin Mansur rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, seeing my deceased father in a dream, I asked him, Ma fa'alallahu bika? How did Allah Azza wa Jalla treat you? He replied that Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed great grace upon him and said, O non-practicing old man, do you know why I have forgiven you? I humbly replied, O my Creator Azza wa Jalla, no. Allah Azza wa Jalla then said, once you delivered a heartfelt speech in a gathering, making the attendees cry. One such servant of mine, who had never wept in my fear, was also present during the speech. Listening to your speech, he also began to weep. Having mercy on that weeping man, I forgave him and all the other attendees of the gathering. This is why you have also been forgiven. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The crying one attains his goal. Dear Islamic brothers, undoubtedly there is a very high rank of those preachers who deliver heartfelt speeches, bringing such people to the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who had moved away from it. Indeed, the fortunate Islamic brothers promoting the call to righteousness sincerely with good intentions are successful in the worldly life as well as in the afterlife. The previous account also shows that the one who cries in the fear of Allah ultimately attains his goal. Shedding tears and remaining fearful of Allah is a great honor. Those who shed these valuable tears are a cause of blessings for those who do not. There are countless blessings of attending a sunnah-inspiring gathering and participating in the heartfelt dua made during such gatherings. Who knows? Perhaps everyone will be forgiven for the sake of one person's tears.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.
Whoever loves his dunya has harmed his hereafter, and whoever loves the hereafter has harmed his dunya. So give priority to the eternal hereafter over this mortal dunya.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.